Congress is getting ready to work on the new farm bill. And let's get some of those priorities for it from the South Carolina perspective. And South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to join us. And it's that time once again, about every 5 years, Commissioner.
It's hard to believe it has been 5 years since the last farm bill, but it has, and we're up for it, and a lot of activity beginning with some hearings by both the House and the Senate Ag Committees, new leadership in the House Committee. It's our job to make the priorities for South Carolina farmers known to them. We'll make sure that we do that pretty clearly, focused on the commodity title program, the specialty crop block grant programs, the conservation titles. You know, the farm bill is just a collection of, I think, 11 or 12 different pieces of legislation or titles rolled into one omnibus piece of legislation, and we call it the farm bill.
When you talk about some of those safety nets portions of the farm bill, ARC and PLC, there's been a lot of talk that farmers are concerned that those programs might take a hit. And I know that that is that's something that's on your mind as well.
Yes, we have that concern every time that we're developing a farm bill or playing a part in that. The crop insurance provision is something that we really want to focus on, that it is maintained in this next farm bill. It's very important to our farmers. Other things like the ARC, which is agricultural risk coverage, and the price loss coverage, PLC, and all these acronyms, our farmers certainly understand those and their importance. So that's in Title One, I think. And again, the specialty crop block grant allows us to do things and incentivize the crops that are not covered in the commodity-specific program. So tries to balance out across all of agriculture. And, of course, the big part of the bill is nutrition. And we talk about a farm bill, but that nutrition title is about 75% or more of the actual dollars that we talk about for the farm bill. So it requires quite a coalition between agricultural groups and nutrition groups, which sometimes brings urban focused group members of Congress to the table, along with the ag focus, which is our rural folks for the most part. So it requires quite a bit of coalition, collaboration, and bipartisanship to get a farm bill passed.
Since the last farm bill, there's been a lot of ad hoc funding for disaster assistance. There's talk now having a permanent federal fund as part of the farm bill. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that would be a good move, because it does seem like these disasters are coming more often. And the purpose of the farm bill is to ensure safe and consistent food supply and sort of ease out some of the extremities that our production agriculture faces. So if we had a standing disaster program, then we could bypass some of the efforts that we have to go through each time we seem to face one. And of course, you're right, since the last farm bill, there's just been numerous needs to create that disaster mechanism.
Commissioner, it's a huge bill, a lot of moving parts. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, we just need our farmers to work with us and make sure our delegation from South Carolina knows exactly what our priorities are. We'll work with them. We'll work with members of the committees and the leadership and try to make known what our priorities are. And then just stay at the table. We always say you're either at the table or you're on the menu. So we'll stay there at the table on behalf of our farmers.
The farm bill discussions and hearings are underway on Capitol Hill now, and we'll be talking about that for months and months to come. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.